expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Like, what?
No, seriously, what are you talking
about? I'm talking about EAT in SEO.
You know that's fake, right? That's not even real.
But the right way to do SEO is to follow the guidelines. Fake. In order to do that, they must learn about EAT.
Seriously, are you taking advice from Google? You're such a noob. Who are you even talking to? It's only us here, you know.
Please like and subscribe.
Just call in the experts, you noob.
Hi, my name's Marie Haynes. I'm the owner of MHC, and we specialize in helping websites that have suffered traffic drops after a Google update. My best advice for improving EAT is the same advice that I've been giving for a few years now, and that's to thoroughly read Google's Quality Raters guidelines. Google released a video just recently called Trillions of Questions, in which they explain how search works. In the movie, they explain how the quality raters are trained on this guide to understand what a high-quality website is. So if you don't have time to thoroughly read the entire quality raters guidelines, I'd suggest focusing on Google's blog post that they recently published called What Webmasters Should Know About Google's Core Updates. It lists a few questions that you can ask yourself to determine whether your website actually exhibits EAT. Don't get hung up on trying to figure out how Google could do this type of thing, how they could measure this type of thing. They've made incredible advances over the last few years in natural language processing, in understanding entity information, and in really, we could argue about how EAT is measured, but Google's told us in their blog post that it's one of the most important things when it comes to ranking. So the Quality Raters guidelines, they show us what they're trying to accomplish, and Google has many different ways to get there. So what we are specifically recommending to our clients to improve EAT, we generally give our clients a very large report with, you know, over 100 pages of analysis and recommendations. So summarizing this in just a couple of minutes would be hard. But here's some of the things that I think can really help improve your EAT and actually make a difference in rankings. One is adapting content that's contrary to scientific consensus. And that might mean adding better references, getting quotes from experts in your field, and many other things that you can do to improve your website in that area. Another is being incredibly clear on who you are, on your monetization methods, on who writes your content, what your refund policy is, and all of those things that your customers are trying to find out about you. You can add schema as well to help Google understand as much as they can about your website. I just want to end with saying we also should be really focusing on meeting the needs of searchers. It's not exactly EAT, but the latest revisions to the Quality Raters guidelines, they've added several examples to help the raters understand whether a searcher's needs have been met. Seriously, though, if you've suffered a traffic drop, your answer really is in the Quality Raters guidelines.
Hi, I'm Jason Barnard. I'm the Brand SERP guy, and you'll see why I call myself that in a moment. Now, I think we tend to forget that these are Google's users, and a subset of Google's users are your audience, and that's what you're aiming at. And EAT really just covers the question, are you a credible solution for the problems that Google's users are asking it to help them to solve? Are you an expert in your field? Are you authoritative and respected? And can Google trust you to deliver? Now, a quick snap view of your brand SERP is a great way to look at your EAT. On page one, Google will show what's most valuable and relevant to your audience, that subset of its users that is your audience. Now, it wants to represent you honestly. So if it does reflect well on you, if it does reflect your EAT, then you're onto a great thing. But then you should also look beyond that to pages 2, 3, 4, 5. Do they still reflect that expertise, authority, and trust in depth? And if they don't, or if that first page doesn't, get to work. You should start working to make sure those first 5 pages of a search on your exact brand name reflect your expertise, your authoritativeness, and your trustworthiness. If you do, then I would suspect that Google believes you are expert, authoritative, and trustworthy, and is much more likely to suggest you as a potential solution to one of its users' problems. Thank you very much. I'm Jason Barnard.
Hey, Simon, great questions. You know, I personally believe that the EAT or EAT algorithm indicators are going to become more and more important as time goes on with Google. You see, Google has a huge challenge, and that's search engine spam. There's a lot of people out there trying to leverage a method of having very cheap and poorly written content written at the lowest price possible, and then they're hitting it with really strong backlinks, hoping that they can rank well. And this just creates search engine spam. This creates a poor user experience for Googlers who want an actual, honest, authoritative, expert opinion on what their question is. So Google has had to implement the EAT kind of protocols or the EAT improvements to their algorithm in order to combat this. And from day one, I've been building my brand in a way to build this kind of credibility for the trust and the expertise. How have I gone about that? Well, number one was starting with a personal brand. I didn't want to hide behind a brand name. I chose to just be authentically me, Miles Beckler, on every platform that I'm on. So if you go search for Miles Beckler, you'll find on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, my blog, etc. I'm the real person. And on each one of those, I've got my about pages, I've got my profiles filled out, and I'm interlinking those with all of the other ones. And what this does is it creates a web of relevance and a web of trust in the eyes of Google. So Google can pick up that I'm probably a real person. Okay. I'm not hiding behind a brand or a fake persona. This is actually really me. The next thing that I've been doing, honestly, is seeding search volume for my name. So I will often say in my YouTube videos, and if you'd like to learn more about that, just search Miles Beckler, keyword research here on YouTube. And I'll use these kinds of embedded commands instead of linking directly to that video. I'm actually seeding them to go search for my name. And today, at this point in time, you could see my name, Miles Beckler, gets something to the tune of 1,800 searches per month, and that number is climbing. Yet again, I'm proving to Google that I'm not just a trusted brand. I'm a trusted brand that many people are searching out. So when Google has the opportunity to show Miles Beckler result for what is SEO versus someone else who doesn't have that level of search volume around their brand, the odds are I'm going to get that higher spot because of the brand value. Now that's what I did to build up, but what am I doing today moving forward? The number one thing I'm really focusing on is being on more podcasts. I'm being a guest on more different podcasts. And what this is an opportunity for me to show Google yet again through a stronger web of relevance that I'm relevant to all of these other platforms, to all of these other niches that these podcasts are in. And by getting that link back from each one of these and getting my name inside of their podcast feed, their RSS feed, the title on that episode, onto all of the different platforms that those go out to, right? Out to the Spotify's and to the Stitchers and to the Apple, all of those are indexed by Google, and Google sees my name showing up in more places more often, which just increases my likelihood of being a real, actual, authentic expert that can be trusted. Okay. An authoritative expert who can be trusted. That's what I'm working on. Another thing I'm building out are books. I think if you look around in most industries, you'll see very clearly that authors are often considered the experts. So I'm taking my same ideas that I've covered at length in my 630 free videos on YouTube or in my hundreds of blog posts. I'm taking those same ideas and I'm repurposing them and repackaging them to get them into books. So now I'll be able to have an author profile on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes and Noble, and all of the other booksellers. And then those will just add to this web of trust that I'm creating. And ultimately, I'm building brand around me, the person, is the first key. And then second, I'm working to build up the number of influence factors in my little personal web of trust. It started with the ones I can control: LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of these are linking together. And now I'm working on the third party, the more difficult indicators to obtain through podcast backlink, podcast guest spots that get me backlinks. That's my backlinking strategy. Also through the authors. And then the final note, I use helpareporterout.com. I think it's actually helpareporter.com, the HARO method. And I'm working really hard to get quoted in mainstream publication, those kinds of quotes and links that are just very, very difficult to obtain by just paying money. Because that's what Google doesn't want to see. Google wants real experts. And where are real experts? They're on YouTube, they're on social media, they have their own blogs, they're appearing in major publications on magazines, they're on the Amazons in the Kindle store because they have books, and they're searched for often by their audience. And this is how I'm approaching dominating in this future EAT world that we're all dealing with. Thanks again for the questions. I do appreciate it.
There is no doubt in my mind that EAT is real, but what do you think? Do you think it will ever become like a real strong ranking signal? I personally think that working on EAT will improve your website rankings. I do not know if it works the way that Google wants to tell you how it works, but I think the effects of working on EAT and improving your brand will help you in search. Thank you for watching. Consider liking and subscribing. See you in the next video.